Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the talisman ticker herself, Sandy Reavy.
Or the talisman lipper. I don't know, now that my lip is working again.
It is episode 299, the week of April 15th to the 21st. Let's get right into it in the transits. We start the week off with Friday, April 19th, Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus.
What's in the note?
Then Sun ingress Taurus.
Getting down to Earth.
Mars sextile Jupiter.
Sparks begin.
And Mars sextile Uranus.
Out of the ordinary.
Then Sandy's favorite day in a rare event, April 20th, Saturday, Jupiter conjunct Uranus.
Erratic luck. Watch the video.
And April 21st, Sunday, Sun square Pluto.
Not budging.
Then in Talisman Times, we have many to discuss. And on the horizon, we have some events you won't want to miss. And in our house, Sandy and I are discussing our desire to go back to in-person events. So we want to hear what you have, your suggestions. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. Hello, Talisman Ticker. You're just ticking him off. I mean, like, it's just...
There's a lot going on. We've got, you know, the Sun in Aries, which is the time when he's in his exaltation. So, my gosh, if anyone needs a Sun talisman that didn't get one.
To begin something, to start.
To start new, to right. Be brave and courageous, entrepreneurial spirit type things. Sun is in Aries. And so There's been a lot of those great talisman times and a lot have sold. Like, I'm doing an awful lot right now, which is great. And then... you know, we got the Jupiter Uranus applying to a conjunction coming up. So that's always a great time to get the new energy of this rabbit foot feeling of luck, of different
and surprise.
Luck, different luck, unique.
Right. So that's why I called you the talisman ticker.
Yeah. And Venus was in, she isn't anymore, but she was in her exaltation sign of Pisces. There's just been really a lot. And they're still continuing to come up with a lot of good stuff, especially when Venus moves into Taurus and when Mars moves into Aries in May. So There's a lot on the forefront for good energy if anybody's looking for
a talisman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for your feedback and your questions. We have one here from Kathy asking, do I really need to know my birth time for my chart to be accurate?
Yeah. I mean, the answer is, you use the word accurate, is yes.
Yes.
Because most people know their birthday. Mm-hmm. Right. And we know that where the sun, where all the planets are on that day. However, the exact time will tell us where the moon is, because the moon can move in a 24-hour period up to 12 degrees. So it could move into a different sign. And the time of day means where was the sun when you took your first breath? Right? Was it below the horizon? Was it above the horizon? What house was it in? Because that's what sets your ascendant.
And your housing structure.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, and if somebody doesn't know their exact birth time, but they have maybe something that's somewhere within an hour of it, we're getting more and more accurate there?
Yeah, it's something arranged. Like, for instance, when it's not on my birth certificate. And so when I was asking my mom, and she's like, well, I really don't know the exact time, but I remember getting back to my room and seeing that one of the nurses says, oh, it must be school. I see all the school buses out picking up kids from school. Mm-hmm. So we were like 3 and 3:30 p.m., but then I did actually meet up with Dr. Philip Young is an astrologer and a PhD in kinesiology. And he did my birth time. So if anybody's interested, get to us. I have his special price where he can do it over the phone. Mm-hmm. And so when he went through this little practice that I had to repeat after him and he watched my energy of my body, when I said 3:29 p.m., I fell on the floor and rolled into a ball and started crying. Not everybody will do that, he says. Mm-hmm. We'll have that such of a reaction right. to that. But it could be something that he can get I mean, I did it in person with him, but he's done multiple people over the phone that gets their actual time. So there is ways, and it's $40. It's not like a $800 rectification chart.
Right. Well,
anyway,
okay.
That's an answer.
That's an answer to do I really need to know my birth time for my chart to be accurate? And to be accurate, yes. But there are ways that if you just know that you were born in the afternoon or...
Even if you were born on that day, we do know where the sun is. We do know where the rest of the planets are. We knew that the aspect. We'll have to leave the moon out of it and the house structure, meaning the rising sign.
Correct. Right.
So there is still something to garner from that for sure.
Right. So let's move into the transits. We have a big week and it's pretty much, we have a really big weekend.
It's end heavy.
Right. So your astrologically interesting day is April 19th and we have four transits that day. The first is Mercury retrograde conjunct Venus.
Yeah. So these two are now morning stars. Venus has been a morning star. Mercury has not. Mercury just moved Thursday when he did the Kazemi. He moved from an evening star to a morning star. Even though he's still retrograde, he's coming up before the sun. Mm. And this period is at really cool to see. This starts at 3:59, so 4 a.m. on Friday the 19th. They're only making one aspect together, and it's this day. And it's like, what's in the note? What's in the note from the Sun King? Mercury has a note for Venus. The trickster is delivering a response or an invitation to her. Are you writing it to someone, or are you through? You're now through the fire of the Sun. What thoughts remain that need speaking?
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it's an Aries, so it's about taking your. It's a forethought. It's more of a Prometheus type forward thinking attitude of being polite, Venus, in a sign of advancement. Just say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And actually, we have the Venus, Mercury being in Phasis now. So Venus and Mercury, Phasis meaning it's far away enough from the sun so that we can see these in the morning sky.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. It's called the spark of light.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's really cool. I've got some clients watching this that have like a special Mercury in their charts.
Mm, yeah. That is cool. Really cool. Mm-hmm. So still Friday, we have Sun Ingress Taurus. Happy birthday to all the Taurians.
Yeah.
Out
so
there.
This is at 9 a.m. Is getting down to earth, enjoying the nature coming forth from the ground. What are we enjoying? Let's really get out on the earth. Think about your garden. Mm-hmm. What new things do you want to plant? What do you want to grow? Right. Yeah. Take time out to consider.
Yes. So also Friday, we have Mars sextile Jupiter.
Yeah. So this is Mars is in Pisces making the sextile to Jupiter, in Taurus. And so there's reception here. This is at this 21 degree mark, which is like a hot spot for sure this month. And sparks begin. This is Mars, you know, meeting up with Jupiter in an opportunistic aspect that says, you have the energy to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing? Take that thing on,
yeah.
Right?
Because
yeah. Jupiter's, you know, the way you say this is Jupiter has, you know, invited Mars into her domicile because she rules Pisces. Mm-hmm. And Mars is in Pisces. And so even though Mars may not have a lot of force in a water sign, does have the ability to do what Jupiter requests.
Mm-hmm.
And Jupiter always does a lot. It takes opportunity. So watch for things to start, you know, moving literally.
Right. So then upcoming we have...
And that same day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mars sextile Uranus.
So really it's a boom, boom.
Yeah.
And just like that, because it's now Mars making the sextile to Uranus at the 21 degrees. And this is out of ordinary. And this is 8.5 hours after Mars meets up with Jupiter, right? So who knows what's taking place? You may not even know, but be ready to grab it, right? Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes peeled. And I wonder what that means. Keep your eyes open. What is there, some fireworks going on or some light bulbs going off that you need to, or light bulbs going on?
Yeah.
Is there some sort of direction that you need to pay attention to, because it's not, it's something you may not be expecting.
Right. And so then we also come to Saturday, April 20th, which is your favorite day and a rare event, which is Jupiter conjunct Uranus. We've been talking about it for a while. We have a free event on our website if you are interested in looking at it. And we also, on our Patreon community, talked with our financial astrologer friend, Susan Goodell, and she also brought in her two cents about this.
Yeah, this is erratic luck. You know, this Jupiter-Uranus comes together once every 14 years. I highly recommend the free event that we had already recorded, mm-hmm. and it's available to watch at your leisure.
Right.
But hurry up and do it. because there are, you know, Jupiter-Uranus are breakthroughs, but they could show up as breakdowns, right?
Right.
They're breakups, breakthroughs to breakthrough to new territories. You know, don't be afraid.
Yes.
This is about being excited. You are up to that point for exhilaration.
Yay.
You are up for it. Again, yeah. Rise to the occasion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So April 21st, Sunday, we have Sun square Pluto.
Yeah, this is, again, on Sunday now is like not budging. We've mm-hmm. got Sun in a fixed sign and we've got Pluto in a fixed sign, so we know that these are square. There's tension here. There's stress. It's like maybe you don't want to get out of bed now, right? This is like, I'm not budging. Don't press your luck today. Let it, as of yesterday, let it happen naturally. Don't mm-hmm. push. Don't push something that's not budging, right? Let it unfold at its own capacity.
Yeah.
So yeah, today on the 21st, you may want to not do nothing, honey.
Not budging. Not mm-hmm. budging off that couch.
mm-hmm.
All right. So also, if you want to follow along with these transits personally, we do have a natal chart generator that's new to our website. If you head over to intentionbeads.com/chart, that's where you're going to find it, completely free. You don't have to add your email or anything like that. And you can see maybe where this Jupiter conjunct Uranus and Taurus might be working in your specific chart. We do have directions for how to look into that on this Jupiter Uranus free event, as well as our Patreon community. All right. So we move into...
Well, let's mention too that we have that talisman, that charm talisman for the Jupiter Uranus.
That's that our is talisman upcoming. Of the month.
Yeah. So that I still have some of those available. Again, they're a $36 charm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making them a little later this month, but you can pre-order for sure.
Yes. So let's move into talisman times. And just in any talisman ticker fashion, we have a lot of talismans to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So the Finnish talismans are the following, starting with Tuesday, April 9th, to be infused with the radiant energy of the sun. I am empowered with courage, vitality, and a pioneering spirit. I embrace stability, abundance, and inner peace. I am steady and assertive. This is Sun in Aries exalted and the Moon in Taurus exalted as well.
And that one sold.
Oh, yeah.
That sold as a pre-sale.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
I'll just put that as a note here. Let's see. To embrace all that unfolds harmoniously. This again is Tuesday, April 9th. Each step I take is guided by celestial wisdom, ensuring that all aspects of my life align with divine purpose. Moon in Taurus conjunct the midheaven in Taurus as well, conjunct the third lunar mansion. And so the third lunar mansion is about attaining gifts, is which I believe you said.
It's right between about 27 Aries and 8 Taurus. So if you can get the moon up in that range on the midheaven or on the ascendant, you grab that. You grab it.
That's a good one.
Yeah. In fact, the one for May is already sold because somebody liked that one specifically for their chart.
Mm.
So, yeah. So this one is available.
Yes. That one is to embrace all that unfolds harmoniously. The next, to be rooted in my intuition. This was made Sunday, April 14th. I move forward, driven with purpose, with confidence and clarity on my path. I love the succinctness of this message.
This is really interesting because I was able to get the moon in her own location of Cancer, making a trine to the Saturn-Mars combination. You know, Mars is moving with Saturn right now, the two malefics, but they're both in Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're more of at ease, you know, they're more of a flow. And so the moon is making a trine to both of these. And so it's about, you know, moving forward, but having a purpose and being rooted in the intuition of it because it's all about water.
Yeah. Pisces is that. I love it. Okay. That is a really good one. So the final finish talisman of the week, to embrace new beginnings. Again, Sunday, April 14th. I am a force of resilience, creativity, and compassion. I am empowered by the harmonious alignment of these celestial sources.
Yeah, this is similar, but now the moon is in its sign of
Taurus.
Cancer is now making a sextile to Jupiter, and really Jupiter and Uranus, but still, and Sun in Aries. So this is about new beginnings, right? And because the moon is in her own domicile, making an opportunistic approach to Jupiter while Jupiter's direct, and Jupiter is in the moon's exaltation. Did we get all that?
We'll see. Did you all get all that? And let's move on to upcoming talismans. And the first is Wednesday, April 17th, which I think you're going to be pretty busy here because all three of the upcoming talismans are Wednesday, April 17th, to be surrounded by people who genuinely care.
My well-being, inspired growth, and celebrated success become a creative network of encouragement and mutual respect in meaningful ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of really yummy stuff. This one sold as a pre-sale. The moon is in Leo, making a square aspect to Jupiter, Uranus, and the 11th in Taurus with reception and moon. The sun is in Aries. We're getting to the last few days of sun in Aries for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is also in the 10th. So it has that a public approach.
Yeah. And it's been great the moon, Aries season.
The moon is in the sun sign also. Domicile sign. Mm-hmm. So this is good.
So the next one is to gain determination and confidence. Again, same day, April 17th.
Yeah, so similar to I fuel my ambitions while my lioness courage leads me with purpose to embrace opportunities for growth and triumph.
Mm.
Same thing, you know, the moon being in the Leo. And what rules Leo? The sun. The sun is in its exaltation at the midheaven. The moon is making a square to Jupiter and Uranus in the moon's exaltation of Taurus. So, right, there's a lot to unpack here, too. So April 17th is really, really cool day.
And the Jupiter Uranus that we've been talking about, that is all.
And it's approaching, right?
Yeah, it's still here. So the final upcoming talisman, to be guided by innovation and wisdom.
I trust in my ability to adapt and thrive. I honor my unique journey that flows through me. I start my engine.
Rum rum.
Doesn't it sound like there's everything is flowing. The blood's flowing. The gasoline is flowing. There's mm-hmm. there's support. There's really supportive, rich energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And this is Moon in Leo.
Moon in Leo again. It's the same day. So it's the Sun in Aries. Making the Moon is making that square to Jupiter Uranus. In Taurus with reception. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm grabbing all three of them that day. I'm pretty busy that day.
You're going to need to start your engine. All right. So I'm here to remind you all about the Talisman of the Month for April. This is the really exciting Jupiter-Uranus that clearly we have a unending conversation about because it is here. It is we're experiencing it. These charms are those $36 charms, but you get it at a special price when you add it to your cart. The intention is to embrace the unexpected, allowing cosmic surprises to weave magic. I welcome these breakthroughs. My ideas blossom into sustainable solutions that benefit you and me. Aww. So it's very teamwork oriented, wanting to find solutions for the problems. And that's, you know, a very Uranus type of endeavor and goal, as well as the Moon in Capricorn. That's a really wonderful time to like really gain some ground and be practical about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on to the horizon where I'm going to put down the link here probably maybe a couple more times, but this is for the Jupiter Uranus Lucky Breaks free online workshop that we did. You can watch it at your leisure, as we said. It's streaming. All you have to do is purchase it for free on the website, and you get emailed all of the links to start watching. Also, we would love for you to join our Patreon community. We love to talk about monthly forecasts, about the printable PDF cheat sheet that you can have.
Yeah, I'm working on May's now.
Right. And it all starts at $5 a month, which is pretty wonderful. And if you wanted to get more and more information, you just upgrade your account. You can upgrade and downgrade as often as you'd like. So we would love to see you all there. And yes, I think that's aside from our retreats, we have our Greece retreat September 22nd through the 29th. We have one half spot left. So you're going to be sharing a room if you want to join. And we also have our Egypt retreat, which is getting close to full.
We're moving on that. Yeah. Right.
We have about maybe one or two spots left.
Yeah, maybe three.
Okay.
Depends who comes in over the weekend.
Right. All right. So if you are interested in joining for a retreat but still have a few questions, remember you can always receive a free 15-minute talk with Sandy to ask questions, to explore a little bit more, and see if the retreat is a good fit for you. So sign up. I'm going to throw that link in the show notes as well. So let's move into our house.
Let's where go.
Where we live. We have a sweet short moment with you all, and we just want to talk about how much we've been loving in-person events. I think we are just absolutely missing interactions and hugs and eye contact, like the real kind.
And we got a little bit of that in Phoenix. Right. That was so amazing
was
to so see
great.
Everybody.
It was
exhausting for everyone, but it was rejuvenating as well.
Right. And how great would like an in-person event that's just an evening around Chicago? We want to do a little bit more of this. We just finished another local small event. It was a little marketplace at a friend of mine's restaurant and bar, mm-hmm. Called La Pharmacy. And it's just, it's a quaint little spot with these delicious cocktails. They can make them into mocktails and delicious food too. And we got to be together with some other vendors and candle makers and things like that. So
yeah, that was interesting. And we're going to be able to do more of those there. Mm-hmm. So
right. So my question for you all is, who wants more in-person events? I know that maybe not all of you are in the Chicago area, but tell us where you are. Tell us, you know, your thoughts on these getting back into in-person events, because we are jonesing. We kind of miss it a little bit. How about you? Let us know. You can message us if you're listening on Spotify. You can also direct message us on Instagram or just email us, alex@intentionbeads.com. We'd love to continue this conversation with you all. So I think that's a wrap on our episode today. Thank you, everybody, for joining. And we will talk to you all next week.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you.